Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's Dan Manigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Jeff is off today. Happy holidays to everybody. I hope you're getting your shopping a little bit done here. I had a chance to maybe have a good meal with some friends or whatever you're doing tonight. And then tomorrow, I hope the kids have the greatest day on earth and they have a blast. And it's fun, man. It's just there's nothing better than the excitement of kids on Christmas morning when they get to see their presents. They get to open the stuff up. So I just think I love that. That's the part I love, I think, the most about this is just that pure joy that you see from kids.
Anytime you can get those moments of pure joy from kids, from adults, from anyone, they're the best. It's the absolute best to watch that smile on their face and their eyes light up and all of that kind of stuff for everything in life. And you want to look at them and go, never lose this. No matter how bad things get, never, ever, ever lose this pure joy, because it's the best.
All right, so two things I need to ask you before we get back into this Albert Breer conversation we're having. And then I want to get into this quarterback, who possible quarterbacks for next year. Zach Jackson wrote a piece on that. We're going to talk about that too. Stranger Things. Are you in for the night or not? Are you into Stranger Things at all or no?
So I watched season one and I enjoyed it, and I haven't watched past season one because I get distracted easily by everything in life. So it's like not a personal thing that I haven't watched for past season one. It's just a life gets in the way thing.
I don't know. I love it. I've really enjoyed it. I can't wait to see what happens in these final episodes. And although I want to watch it, I think it drops tonight. Unless it dropped today, I don't know. I'm trying to. I think it drops tomorrow. I could be wrong, but I was talking to Coach Riz and he said they were going to watch it too. So maybe they needed to watch the last one and then get into the next one. So I think my kids got me hooked on it, or my wife.
It's a great show.
It's tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Thank you.
And I know this
Meredith,
I was literally just telling this to Jake, but not even 5 minutes ago, because I'm excited for the new season. I am a diehard Stranger Things fan. And I was like, why does it have to come out at 8 p.m. instead of 8 a.m.? Because I would love to watch it during the day, because football doesn't start until 1.
Oh, good point.
And then, so I'm like, I don't celebrate Christmas because I'm Jewish. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I have to wait until 1 o'clock for my Commanders to play. And then I have to wait until 8 p.m. for the new season of my show to come out.
Do I have to answer that question for you? Chinese food. Come on.
That was going to be, honestly, that's the plan for tomorrow. I was going to get Chinese food and watch Stranger Things. But that's in the evening. What do I do during the day other than watch football?
Chill.
Go see a movie.
Enjoy.
I guess so.
It's a big movie day tomorrow.
Les and I used to sit here on these Christmas Day shows and try to figure out which movie he should go see. when he and I would host a he would host
that
a
is
Christmas
true.
Day. We would sit here. Les Levine and myself would sit there, and he would go, "I don't know. What am I in the mood for?
I do. I remember my days working at Lowe's Theater Center, or maybe even Lowe's East, back when those movie theaters existed. And Christmas Day was always packed. Man, we always had people in. It was. I mean, it was.
Well, especially if you've got out of towners. Because trust me, as someone who would be out of town and then would be stuck in grandma's house for an extended period of time, you are looking for any reason possible to get out of that house for a little bit.
Hey, Mayor, where do you think Stranger Things is going to go? Like, that last episode was awesome.
I have a feeling there's going to be some kind of time travel element to the whole thing. I think that, I mean, and this is my theory. This is not a spoiler, but I think that Vecna may turn out, or Henry may not actually turn out to be a bad guy, and that this whole...
I read that again this morning.
Yeah, kidnapping the children. Spoilers for part one if you haven't seen, by the way. But like all the like kidnapping of the children is him trying to create a wormhole to go back in time to before he went to Dimension X and got all those like crazy powers or whatever. That's what I kind of see happening. That makes a lot of sense. Especially with all those Back to the Future references in part one. Again, part one spoilers. Sorry, not sorry. There's a lot of time travel references, so it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's been a great show. I love watching it, and like the whole story of Millie Bobby Brown, just even outside of Stranger Things, is kind of fun too. Like to kind of follow along if you watch all those shows and the whole cast, you know, like this cast has just become, you know, I don't know, it's almost like friends of this generation, don't you think? Like they're kind of like that Caleb McLaughlin kid was in the LeBron movie, so. When they did the Rising Stars movie, Caleb McLaughlin was in Cleveland for a while they were taping that movie here. And I remember I was standing right next to him because I was an extra in that movie thing. But it was just kind of cool. My hand made the movie. It was very exciting.
Hand model Andy Baskin.
No, it was a shot.
Costanza.
I was a coach on one of the teams. And like I didn't get it. I didn't get in anything. And my hand got in one shot.
You and Costanza.
It's pretty good. Pretty good deal. I do need to talk to you about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, how about the Marvel Universe stuff that's also out too? But let's do that later. I don't want to do
that. We'll
do that
a little bit later because I've got some grumpy thoughts when it comes to that one. Though the fascinating thing though that Albert Breer had to say as well.
Okay, get back to the Browns in case you're trying to follow along with a scorecard. Yes,
I think a lot of us have this question, and it's going to come up around Christmas and everything else. Which is why on God's green earth are we still watching this thing? Does this even matter? Does these last two games even matter for anybody? And Albert Breer had this to say, especially when it came to Kevin Stefanski and the front office, of do these last two games mean anything?
Okay. I don't know if a clean sweep is coming. It doesn't sound that way anyway. And, you know, I think at this point, like if you're you know, if you're Jimmy, if you're, you know, that the people who are in Jimmy's ear and talking to him on this stuff, you've already had some of these discussions of what this looks like after the season. And that's, you know, I think a lot of that stuff is gonna incorporate everything that's happened thus far. I just don't know at the end of a 3-12 season what you're going to show in the last 2 weeks that's going to blow you away. They haven't given up. You know, at the very least, this feels like it's the end of something. And, you know, what level of change that is remains to be seen. Is that Barry stays, Stefanski goes? Is that, you know, Barry is moved into a different sort of role as part of a restructure? I think there are a bunch of different outcomes on the table. And I don't know that Jimmy really knows what he's going to do yet.
I got to believe he knows what he's going to do. Don't you? I got to believe Haslam has a plan, a little bit of a plan here. To think, okay, this is the direction we're going. Albert said something I thought that reflects, I think, the way a lot of people think. It feels like something is coming. Some kind of a change is coming. I want to sit here and say I'll understand it. I'll get it if they bring both these guys back. I'm down with it. I get it. I understand it. And I can see a path where that happens. But I think Albert's right that the end of something is near. And it's not just the season.
I think you're right, too.
I think everybody believes that at this point because it's the NFL. And if you believe in what we've seen over the years throughout the history of the league, will tell you, man, another 3-win season, see ya. It's been fun. We'll pay you to co-coach somewhere else or to sit out.
Only two coaches in the top of my head survive this kind of a thing, at least in the past. I could be incorrect, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
One of them was Hugh Jackson in the tank seasons.
Hugh Jackson was here, baby.
Yes, he was here, and then he was gone for good reason.
Yeah.
And the other one was, and I can never remember the poor guy's name, but he was the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers when the process was going. And I can never remember the poor guy's name to save my soul, but they loved what he did, and they kept him around through the process to the minute that they became a contending team, and then they fired him because he couldn't get him over the hump because he couldn't turn this thing around from being the process to being a contending team once again.
You're not talking about Doug Collins, are you?
No, not Doug Collins. I'm talking, is his last name? It's not Brown, but it's something along those lines. The poor guy was the 76ers coach for Brett Brown.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then they brought Doc in after that.
Right, and they brought Doc in after that because they went, we need somebody who can win some games. This guy is, we thought he was able to win games. He cannot win games. He is, you know, the process has done too much damage. And so I wonder if Kevin Stefanski falls under that, where it's just time. Are you going to find yourself in a position where either we're in the same words as the Hugh Jackson tanking Browns?
Right.
And are you in the same idea as the Brett Brown tanking 76ers for the process?
There's a mirror here for Eric Wedge, too. Like, the fans were kind of done with Eric at that point, but I don't know that the organization was. And, you know, as Mark said, it is going away week.
This is one of the all-timers.
They're like, oh, he's going to stick around for the last week of the season. He's not coming back next year, but he'll be around for the next week. And Mark was asked, what kind of coach do you want? And he said, I want someone like Eric Wedge. And I'm like, why are you letting him go then? I don't understand that.
Oh, I have an awkward conversation for you, Mark.
Yeah. So I just don't think this is the right place, right time. That's all there is to it. If Kevin's gone, that's where we end up with. Not the right place, not the right time. Thank you for getting us back to the playoffs. I think that's where we're going to end up when this whole thing's said and done, or maybe I'm crazy. And maybe, you know, the Haslams are looking at this like, hey, we knew what we were getting into. We've got a young team. No one's had more rookies play than we have, and we've been banged up, and we asked someone to, you know, cure cancer with this team. And we all knew that the chances of that happening during the season weren't going to happen. So we understand it. So we're going to stick it out a little bit longer. I just don't know how that plays out there. So I see it. Bill's in Medina. Hey, Bill.
All right, Bill.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
you as well.
Yeah, I got to look at this for two ways. I think they're either both safe or they're both gone. And here's why. If you're going to fire one, let's say you're going to fire Stefanski, what coach is going to want to come play for a GM who sets Stefanski up with his roster on a make or break year for him? And then at the same point in time, if you're going to get rid of Stefanski, it shows that he isn't working. His new GM is going to want to bring in their own coaches and their own everything else. So I think they're either both gone or they're both here to stay. And based off of the way that we've been losing, they kept their special teams coach around. I think that there is a plan similar to Hugh Jackson. I hate to say it, but I think this was a tank season.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone in thinking that.
I
hear that theory a lot, and I sometimes can't get into much of an argument with anybody that wants to make it.
And they'll church it up and, you know, call it a reset, or they'll church it up and say it's a, you know, I think you're right. It's a rebuild season. It's the credit card is due season.
I do, on the other side of things, I do think there's a chance that they're planning to keep Shador and make him their quarterback. And the reason I say that is, we can say he hasn't had one perfect game, but we could say that through each game, he's improved a different aspect of that game, which is what you would want out of any quarterback. I don't know that necessarily is going to be enough to keep him, you know, for next year and playing around him and not go after a quarterback in this draft. But
here's the hard part. Where is that improvement coming from? Who is he being coached up? And if he's being coached up and you want him to be the quarterback next year, now you have to ask yourself, am I keeping the head coach or the offensive coordinator that's helping him get better? Remember, Kevin wasn't looking for a ton of accolades, but he was staying after practice to try to help. You know,
that's the other thing to look at, too, yeah. Right? Like, we have to give him credit, and we don't know what the plan was with Shador. Did he fall in their lap, and they're like, hey, maybe he's better. They got extra look at him, and they're like, you know what? We can work with this. And then they started spending that extra time with him and trying to develop him the way that we always say, let the quarterback rest the first year and not play, but situations arise where that was forced upon us. Or do we look at it as, you know, they're letting him play because they don't really care what's going to happen. They're either going to be gone next year or, you know, they're going to give up on him. But okay. I'd like to think that the way that they've kind of brought him along and the way that every game's been different for him, that maybe they've seen he's better than what they expected and they're willing to give him another shot.
Good point. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Have Merry Christmas to you. 216-474-0092. We are kind of into this quarterback talk because Breer brought that up. Then there's also a piece from Zach Jackson I want to talk about. And, you know, do they need a veteran quarterback on the roster next year besides Watson? And what would that mean? And how would you go into how would you tackle the season going into next year? So, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in today for Jeff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.